and 910 WSBA.
Where it's 8:50 on a Tuesday morning. I always look for good news stories at the end of the year. I found one. Tani Wall is a young lady who is with us here this morning. And Tani, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. How are
you? Well, it's an honor to have you aboard this morning, and Happy New Year to you. But I wanted to get right to it. You are legally blind. But you had two great things happen to you at the end of the year this year, in a year where a lot of people would say not a lot of good happened. Tell us a little bit about it. You had two great achievements at the end of this past year.
Yes, sir. I first won a national award through National Industries for the Blind for the outstanding employee. Wow. And I also was promoted to assistant director of services.
Wow. I mean, unbelievable. And you're with Vision Corp, right, which is a professional services division you're talking about there. Tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of your little bit about your journey right now to get to this point. The CMS Outstanding Participant by the National Industries for the Blind this past year. Great award and congratulations. But tell us how you kind of got here on your journey.
Well, thank you again. Just to sum it up, I guess I would say I lost my vision my junior year of undergrad, and it was a very tumultuous time. I didn't understand why, I didn't know what to do. It was completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. So, naturally, I kind of just steered away from just the workforce and everything. I still graduated with my degree, but just was unsure. I was told about Vision Corps and their they have an outstanding reputation just right. for helping the community, for services and professional services, all types of employment opportunities. So when I heard about it, I was very interested and I immediately applied. I immediately got a call, and I would say this weekend it'll make 4 years that it'll be my 4-year anniversary that I've been with Vision Corp. And I mean,
wow.
I honestly feel completely just, I guess, grateful and just appreciative of just the opportunity to just be with people that completely understand where I'm coming from. And there's no, you know, there's no type of, I would say there's no type of, like, pity. People don't feel bad
sure,
for me.
Sure.
They completely respect me and my abilities, and it's just a great place to work. There's so many different
yeah.
services and opportunities that are offered through Vision Corp, and I can't say enough. I honestly can't say enough.
As they should, by the way, because, you know, we all have things we overcome in our lives, and obviously some are tougher than other ones, but, you know, one of the things that I read about you, they have a nickname for you of tenacious, for your selflessness, work ethic, and independence. They said you have a thirst for knowledge, the ability to act on an idea or a process improvement to benefit your team and your organization. I mean, you sound like the dream employee. I don't care what you have to deal with. I mean, that's great stuff, Tani.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my nickname is Tenacious. Well, it's actually pronounced Tene, so it's Tenacious Tene. And I don't even remember how I got the name, but honestly, just the continuous learning, all the opportunities that Vision Corp has afforded me, I just took advantage of it, and I was just a constant, consistent person. I want to go. I want to learn more. I want to do more. And I think it was nice to be in a company and an organization that actually seen that and recognized that, and they did not hold back. They were like, okay, let's
wow.
go. You want more? Let's go.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
And now, are you from Lancaster originally?
Actually, I'm originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
From Scranton. Okay. Yeah. I knew you were here
yes.
in Pennsylvania.
And I
saw where the information I got came out of Lancaster. And then I saw you worked in Philadelphia. You moved to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. But you're from the Scranton area originally. But again, the CMS Outstanding Participant by the National Industries for the Blind. And again, letting nothing get in her way to be just the kind of person that any of us would like to work for and with over the years. Tani, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, stay tenacious here in 2021, okay?
Thank you so much. I will.
Such an honor having you aboard this morning. And again, congratulations.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.